I'm here outside Goldsmiths College in New Cross, where you can hear the impassioned protesters vociferous in their anger about plans to restructure hospital services in the southeast and to close down Lewisham's A&E department and downgrade their maternity services as well. Banners are waving, and actually two protesters got inside the building and managed to get to the first floor, where they've stretched out a banner that says "Save Our Hospitals." Now, Gillian is here with me, who's joined the protest tonight. She's part of the Tenants Association. What do you think the impact would be?
Well, if the hospital closes, and believe me, closing the A&E will ultimately result in most of the hospital closing and then it will become unviable. That's how it works. So if the hospital closes, 275,000 people are going to have to travel miles and miles to Woolwich Common in the middle of nowhere, where there are no train stations. Now, the government has said this takes 13 minutes. And believe me, this is just an example of how every single fact that we've had to examine that's in their report, the report done by the special administrator, is just not true. I have tried doing that journey. And the only time that you can do it in 13 minutes is after midnight if you break the speed limit and you've got your own vehicle. So something as basic as that is so flawed and so wrong, simply means it's going to result in the deaths of many people. Now, the ambulances at Queen Elizabeth, because they've just absorbed another A&E already from a Bexley hospital, are having to queue. They have to queue simply to get their patients into the A&E. So whatever our facts and figures are, whatever our economic policy is with regard to the NHS, we've got to take reality into account. And I think that whatever we do with the budget should be based on real evidence. And incidentally, I want to make it absolutely clear that I am not in any way taken in by the things that the government say about the economics of this situation, because it's going to cost well over £1,000 million to break up Lewisham Hospital and ultimately sell it to property developers. The figures aren't stacking up either, and this is why people are so angry.
Gillian, thank you. I'm going to let you get back to the chanting. And you mentioned those figures there. What the government have said, that the South London Healthcare NHS Trust is in debt and they're losing £1.3 million a week. And so they're saying, well, we need to do something. We can't do nothing about this situation. But of course, the people here are saying, well, Lewisham doesn't even fall under that Healthcare NHS Trust. It is its own separate neighbouring one. So what's happening now? Well, the proposals are going to be considered by the government. The Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, has until the beginning of next month, and he says he will consider the proposals very carefully. Meantime, protesters here are waiting for people to arrive for the BBC's Question Time, which is due to take place tonight.